Welcome to this Friday, May 15th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in part one of our latest video interview series, Adrelia Allen, Executive Director of Clinical Trial Patient Diversity at Merck, discussed how diversity has become embedded in trial design and execution across the organization. Allen and ACT EAB member Becky Johnson examined what accountability looks like internally across trial planning and community engagement, positioning diversity as a foundational design principle rather than a late-stage recruitment challenge. Up next, in industry news, Cignant Health acquired Ametris to unite electronic clinical outcome assessments with wearable-derived digital outcome measures on a single platform. The combined offering enables sponsors to integrate patient-reported data with continuous, sensor-based evidence without managing multiple vendors or reconciling disparate data sets, with longer-term potential for AI-enabled pattern detection across modalities. And finally, in a new Q&A from our sister publication, PharmExec, Angela Schwab, CEO of TrialLinks, discussed how AI-informed protocol development identifies endpoint and procedure choices that drive missed endpoints and enrollment shortfalls. Lean trial design removes visits and questionnaires that do not directly support objectives, improving data validity and adherence while reducing site burden and patient load, outcomes not achievable through manual copy and paste protocol development. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.